Some South Africans are outraged that their government is even considering the option of vaccine passports. A minority of these people are so-called anti-vaxxers who question the effectiveness of vaccines. But most are concerned that forcing individuals who, for whatever reasons, don't want the jab to get it is anti-democratic. Human rights lawyer Anne Kampfer says compulsory vaccinations are entirely feasible in the context of a major pandemic.
From a public health perspective, a compulsory vaccination would be beneficial. However, we need to ask ourselves the question that if forcing an individual to receive the vaccination will interfere with any of the rights that the individual may have.
She says there are several legal parameters to be complied with before a government's able to make immunizations mandatory and to issue documents such as vaccine passports.
For instance, is the vaccination necessary? It must be in accordance with the law and it must be in line with a legitimate aim. Therefore, in this instance, it is quite a concern that there may be interference with human rights, but there is also the possibility that the limitation of a human right is justifiable on certain grounds here.
Kampfer says the state won't have a problem proving in court that compulsory vaccinations are necessary to protect all citizens. South African universities are also considering only allowing students and staff on campus if they can prove they've been vaccinated. Higher Health is a group that unites medical sciences faculties across the country. Its representative, Ramnik Aluwalia, says before any drastic steps are taken at tertiary institutions, universities are trying a softer, more diplomatic approach.
What we're trying to do right now and speaking to every young person is to convince them that vaccine will save South Africa. Vaccines will be such an important tool because South Africa is a youth country. If we can vaccinate young people in South Africa in this stage, this can define the trajectory of this pandemic.
One of the country's top COVID-19 researchers, Professor Tulio D'Oliveira, says he doesn't understand the resistance to compulsory vaccinations.
The idea of vaccine passports, it's something that it is used for the past 30 years or 40 years. For example, the yellow fever, you cannot go to many countries in the world, including you cannot enter in South Africa if you come from South America or Southeast Asia if you don't have the yellow fever vaccine passport.
He points out that South African schools demand to see children's vaccine records showing they've received immunization against early childhood diseases before enrolling the youngsters. D'Oliveira says anti-vaxxers tolerate these other mandatory vaccinations, yet are vehemently opposed to compulsory COVID-19 shots, despite the harm the pandemic's causing.
The effect of this virus is catastrophic. It's catastrophic for the health. Hundreds of thousands of people die. It's catastrophic for the economy. It's catastrophic for the education. A lot of children are getting much weaker education. And it's also catastrophic for mental health.
The scientist says he's particularly baffled by the argument that mandatory vaccinations limit freedom.
One of the things that this vaccine will bring to us, the COVID vaccine, it is a lot of freedom to go back to normal life. I really hope that we can decrease this controversy because we really, really need to go back to normal life.
Government sources say President Cyril Ramaphosa's administration is at this stage leaning strongly towards making COVID-19 immunizations compulsory. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.